Welcome to my brand new game.
Are you ready to play?
This is Big Brother.
The new season of Big Brother is looking to be absolutely amazing because not only are there some new housemates coming in, but there's returning housemates and some big names from the Big Brother realm, one including Tim Dormer, who was the winner of Big Brother Australia 10 in 2013, and he joins us right now. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excited to
Very see excited.
Your smiling face and big frizzy hair back on our TVs again. Gabby said it, so you won back in 2013. You also came like third or fourth on Big Brother Canada. Are you the best person that's ever played this game?
That's a big call. They told me that I might be making a record worldwide for the person who spent the most amount of days locked in the Big Brother house. So I don't know if that's a title that I'll put on my resume.
That's pretty much I'm just prison, mate.
I know. Maybe that's what's next. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that.
So with this new Big Brother, what are the big differences you've noticed compared to the one you were in originally?
Yeah, so I guess a lot of people who watch the show now understand that it's a really different game to the time that I did it, which was basically just a popularity contest. Like, I could get away with murder. Like, I stirred up a lot of trouble knowing that Australia watching wanted to see that kind of thing. But now the game is all about challenges and this social game of making alliances, and you vote each other out, not the Australian public. So you can't do what I do because they'd just be like, all right, get out of there.
Causing crap, get out.
It's true. You won over the public, but not necessarily the housemates. There is 250 grand on the line at the end of this. It's a life-changing amount of money. Will you just play with a no rules, I will do whatever I have to do to win this kind of mentality?
Yeah, look, I really want to win again. There's nobody that's won Big Brother twice in the world. So to have that crown, and two crowns in my cabinet, I would love that. But at the end of the day, what I learned after the last time I played was, well, I guess it's everybody that goes on reality TV. You can do whatever you want in there, but you've got to live with it for the rest of your life. So there were some things, I guess I have no regrets, but you just can't. It's a game that you want to win, but you've got to, I guess, be aware that the rest of the country's watching you. And when you're living in a house for 3 months, you kind of forget the cameras are there. Yeah. And I think some people lack that self-awareness, and then they end up doing something embarrassing and they become this person that Australia is sort of on the streets like, oh, you did that thing.
I've heard, Tim, that there's another reality show in the works for you as well. I've heard rumours that maybe The Bachelor is on the cards.
Oh, I wish. No, I'm happily partnered. Maybe we'll have to ask my boyfriend if he'll give me a hall pass to go on The Bachelor.
That is not a rumour. I was just starting that.
It's a rumour because you said it on the radio, people are rolling it. Mate, I'll tell you what, Tim, mate, I'm happily married these days with a couple of kids and all that. There could be a rumour that I'm going to be The Bachelor. Like, everyone's The Bachelor, mate.
That would be actually a great idea. It's like this scandal, this person looking for a bit of spicy in their love life, so they go on The Bachelor.
Is it Ashley Madison of TV reality?
I love it. I would watch. I would tune in. Tim, honestly, you are probably the most entertaining person that's ever entered the Big Brother Australia house. You killed it in Canada. Our money is on you for Big Brother. It starts 7:30 Monday night on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Tim Dormer, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck.
Oh, thanks, guys. I'm so excited.